It's your birthday. Happy birthday. It's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Dun 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 da da, dun 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 da da, da ya ya da, da da, whoa 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 whoa. No, I don't. Yeah, no, it wasn't quite. You stopped harmonizing, wasn't it? Oh, you press. Okay. Okay. You press record. Gotcha. You scamp. You scamp. Sorry, folks. That is the angel that lives in my basement, Adriel, who is also the sound person for my podcast. And if you've noticed any changes recently, it's because Adriel has started to adopt what is, I guess, what it's referring to as a holistic approach to podcast audio. And what that means, I guess, more than anything, if I could explain it, is that it's kind of a leave everything in type of thing, like give the real true feeling like you're in the room with me. So if you hear my air conditioner kick on or my water heater start up, boy, it'll feel like you're just in my basement with me and Adriel. So it's an approach. It's been an approach that I think a lot of people have responded really positively to. So, you know, it's exciting. It's exciting. It's groundbreaking, if anything else. But hey, you know what? If you have an angel in your basement, you might come up with groundbreaking technology advances too. I hear that's how Steve Jobs did it. So long story short with this whole angel situation, I met Adriel in late August. And Adriel has granted me the power / curse to erase one day from the history of existence. So I'm taking it very seriously and, of course, am basing it solely on celebrity birthdays. So we do a celebrity birthday deathmatch type show here where we determine, you know, rank them against each other, one day of birthdays versus the next, and figure out, you know, which day does have the worst slate of celebrity birthdays, because that's obviously the most expendable day. Hey, right now, I mean, it's hot and heavy. We're dealing with September 17th. September 17th rolling in with Hank Williams, the forefather of country music, and that is what I'm holding against him. Flo Rida, inventor of such hits as My House, which is the one that I know because it's always played in my house or sung in my house by my child. Or John Ritter. John Ritter is number one most famous and influential person born on September 17th. And he's, I'm sorry, guys, not a big enough name to save you from any of the crews that you have come up against so far in the last couple of days. So let's see if September 20th is your saving grace. Let's see if September 20th is a day when you find your reprieve. Well, let's look through here with some a couple of honorable mentions. Let's see. There's a few of them in here. Arn Anderson. Okay. One of my favorite horsemen of the apocalypse. Professional wrestler, Arn Anderson. Nuno Betancourt, who you may not know Nuno. I know Nuno. Nuno is the guitarist for Extreme. And you may know Extreme with a couple of lame acoustic songs that they put out in the late 80s, maybe early 90s. It's Wholehearted and More Than Words. That was it. And those are both really lame songs. And you're like, okay, well, what's so great about a guitarist that has put out those terrible, terrible songs? And I will tell you, Nuno Betancourt, amazing guitarist. Extreme, the rest of Extreme's catalog of music sounds absolutely nothing like those two songs. And if you remember Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, and the best part of that Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure's entire movie was the scene where they're at the mall, right? And they're running around, and Genghis Khan is at the sporting goods store, and Joan of Arc is leading a aerobics routine in front of the mall, and it's just wonderful. And the music that is playing behind that is Extreme's "Play With Me," and they play the guitar solo for that, which is just insane. And that's Nuno Betancourt, one of the best guitar solos, I think, in that genre of like speed metal-y stuff. So anyway, Nuno, awesome guitarist, but he's not even up for discussion today because he's an honorable mention along with Upton Sinclair, who wrote The Jungle, which was about meatpacking industry and cause some real soul searching for a lot of people, I feel. And let's see. Also Gary Cole. You may not know Gary Cole, but if you ever watched the movie Office Space, that's where you probably know Gary Cole from. He played the boss in that. Yeah, I'm gonna need you to come in. That guy, you know, he's a real douche nozzle. So yeah, he was born September 20th as well. And that's pretty much it. There's a couple other names on there that you may recognize that I don't necessarily recognize, but I'm not gonna spring them on you. Okay, I'm gonna come with the 3-2-1. And goodness gracious, it's not good. It's really not good. All right, we might have to take the chalk lineup on this one. Okay, let's go through it. Number three for September 20th is John Bernthal. John Bernthal is, so I know he's on The Walking Dead. I will say I only watched the first season of The Walking Dead, and I really never got into it. So I don't know much more about him besides that. He played the Punisher in the new Daredevil series. I know that as well. And he did an okay job with that. I've not really seen him in much else. So there you go. Number three, John Bernthal. Not an actor I would necessarily miss. I'm sorry, John. I'm sure you do wonderful things. I've just not been exposed to a lot of that wonder. Next is Sophia Loren at number two. Now, Sophia Loren, listed, by the way, as a singer on this website. And honestly, I don't know what they're thinking. I mean, I guess if I go in here, it says singer, comma, pinup girl, comma, actor. And I think you should probably lead with the actor, because that's what I know Sophia Loren as. Born Sophia Costanza Brigida Villani Ciccioloni. Okay. Anyway, Sophia Loren. None of those words were Loren, so I don't know where that came from. But she was an actress, and I'm trying to think of something that I would have seen her in, because I will admit I did not watch a lot of Sophia Loren movies. Oh my God, I said was a lot of times, and she's still alive. I feel real bad about that. I think she was in Grumpier Old Men, if I remember correctly, which was the sequel to Grumpy Old Men. But I remember her being cast as a very attractive old lady. So, I'm sorry, Sophia. I really am. I'm sorry that this is kind of what your legacy is left at this point. That somebody that is in his late mid-30s only thinks of you as an attractive old lady. So, I'm sorry, Sophia. Number one most influential and popular person born on September 20th. And boy, if you would have asked me this maybe 7 years ago, this name would not have appeared on the list. It's George R.R. Martin, notably the author of the Song of Ice and Fire books, more well-known perhaps as Game of Thrones, the HBO series. He's the guy that kind of wrote that. And I say kind of because he wrote large swaths of it and then stopped writing because he's bad at it, continuously writing. He's bad at continuously writing. And so he, you know, takes a lot of breaks. And hey, as an artist, I understand. I have to take a lot of breaks with this show as well. It's draining. But you know what? The deadline keeps coming. The next day is here before you know it. And I'm forced to give my listeners what they want, which is the next day celebrity birthdays. Okay. And I really wish that you would, that you'd buck up to the table in the same way. Okay. Ooh, okay. Well, let me think about this. All right. Let's go toe to toe. We're going to chalk it out. We're going to have to chalk it out here. Hank Williams versus John Bernthal. Man, okay, so John Bernthal is doing nothing for me. Hank Williams, I don't like country music. I know that's not entirely Hank Williams' fault. Listen, if Willie Nelson was here, I wouldn't be blaming Willie Nelson for country music. I don't blame Johnny Cash for country music. I don't blame Merle Haggard, honestly, all that much for country music. And I guess I could blame any of those people, but I'm blaming Hank Williams. I don't blame John Denver. Gosh, you know what? I like some John Denver music, honestly, if I'm going to be honest with myself. So maybe I need to cut Hank a little bit of a break here. I don't think that if Hank never existed, that country music would never exist. And it's not even old country music that I really have that much of a problem with. It's new country music that I really have a deep-seated disdain for. So I guess, you know, that one's kind of a draw. Moving on to the number twos that are involved today. Well, let's see. Okay, so Sophia Loren and Flo Rida. Well, I mean, Sophia takes this. She's critically acclaimed. She actually has provided people with limitless entertainment that is not in the form of catchy songs that my child will sing because he heard it on Madden football game. So in this instance, I will give this one to Sophia Loren. Although I'm sorry, Flo Rida, I know it's not entirely your fault. I just got to play it straight. I got to play it how I see it. You know what? I got to play it straight and I got to play it how I see it. The number ones, John Ritter and George R.R. Martin. Boy, I'm at a weird nexus in my life with Game of Thrones, because I am almost certain the book series will never be finished. I am almost certain the book series will never be finished by George. The TV series, boy howdy, I didn't like it. Okay, so listen, I watch it. I like parts of it. I like parts of it where it strays pretty close to the book. And where they're at right now, this new season, I mean, it's uncharted waters, and we're seeing what's happening without George, and it's it's schlock. It's enjoyable schlock, actually. If you divorce it entirely from the notion of these characters and what you expect them to do, and just say, okay, just do as many stupid things as you can, but make it look cool. I mean, it's not bad in that regard. It's quite good in that regard. This is less a question of John Ritter's worth and more a question of whether or not I would be better off if George R.R. Martin had never written Game of Thrones. Well, the original book was Game of Thrones, but if he never started the Song of Ice and Fire series, would I be better off? Well, I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of, I like a lot of these characters, but I feel like, man, there's a real question there. Would I have been better off? I might have been better off never getting this heavily invested in a series that is only destined to let me down. Call it prescience, but I feel like that's what I'm looking at right here. I'm looking at a series that is only destined to let me down. And looking at it in that regard, man, it's like you're given an undo button on a bad relationship. You know what I mean? It's like you get to the end of it and they're like, hey, guess what? Flip this switch and you two will have never dated. And you're like, psh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll push that button twice on Sundays. Yeah, you know what? September 20th, you're low man on the totem pole right now. I hate to take it in a negative way, but George R.R. Martin's only contribution to society, at least in my opinion, his only contribution of worth. I mean, this is all about celebrities and pop culture. So his only contribution to pop culture in general is a series that I, from the pit of my stomach, know is going to let me down. It's going to be a relationship I will want to have pressed the undo button on. And so, yeah. Boy, howdy. Guys, I didn't expect this to be this way. But anyway, yeah, September 17th, you're fine. September 20th. Good luck. We'll see you guys next time on This Day is History.